outreach in about 52 centers. We have written to the police advising them of these centers. They wrote to us saying that they will provide security in they will provide adequate security. Adequate security for us means two things. The first one is that the police will deploy in adequate number. So there should be enough police officers to cover each station, and there must be enough backup of police to make sure that when there is trouble, they are able to respond and then subdue the trouble. That's the first aspect. The second aspect of adequate security is the presence of police officers who act. Previously, on the 18th and the 19th, the problem was because the police did not act. People started breaching the law right in the front of the police officer. So we emphasized that to the police, that we want them to act. We want them to be there in sufficient numbers.
I've been unable to get a comment from the police as of now. But what makes you think that this time the police will be able to maintain law and order?
In the Zimbabwean context, I'm sorry to say one can never guarantee that. But what we are seeing is anything to go by. Then there is every reason to expect that it continues up to the end of the outreach in Harare. Starting with the liaison committee, meeting that happened 2 days ago was very well done, and there was order there. All the political party representatives behaved. There were equal numbers of people in the liaison committees. There were 3 MDC, 3 ZANU-PF, 3 Mtambara. Previously, on the 18th, the liaison committees that came were 3 MDCT, 2 MDCM, and 19 people came from ZANU and flooded the meeting. So the lawlessness started at liaison committee level. This is not the case now. Right now, we see as if there is political will on the part of the political parties. So we just hope that this continues into the weekend.